Time to talk some Oregon baseball. Hard to believe the regular season finale starts tomorrow with UCLA. Our next guest, the leadoff man, playing a bunch of shorts, some first from Brea Olinda High in California. Great to welcome in Kyle Kasser. Kyle, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
All right. All is well. So you graduated high school 2014 from Orange County, obviously a baseball hotbed. So many great schools, great traditions, histories. Kind of curious, what was appealing about Oregon? What other schools were you considering, and what finally made you say, nope, going to be a Duck?
Like you said, a lot of baseball players coming out of Southern California, and I wasn't heavily recruited. I'm still not the biggest, but I'm scared to think in high school I was even smaller and skinnier than I was, so I wasn't recruited too heavily. And then I had a really good senior year, and it was actually not till the day after I graduated I got a call from Coach Waz, and he said he saw one of my highlight tapes and that he really liked me, and that he wanted me to come up and take a visit. And so that was really my first offer, was from Oregon, so that was pretty crazy, but I'm really thankful it happened. And I really wasn't recruited by too many other schools until, it was actually funny, like a week or two after I got a call from Oregon, UCLA and Arizona also offered me a walk-on position there. And so it was pretty cool to see all the hard work pay off. But once I came up here to Eugene and saw the facilities and the coaches, and just fell in love with Eugene, and don't regret it for one second.
Growing up down there, were you a Dodgers fan, Angels fan? You have a favorite team or a player that you kind of patterned yourself after?
Definitely an Angels fan. But growing up, one of my favorite my two favorite players actually played for the Phillies. I was a huge Jimmy Rollins fan and Chase Utley. And I just love the way they play. And I was a switch hitter growing up, so I wanted to be just like Jimmy Rollins. And then eventually, I became just a left-handed hitter, and I wanted to become Chase Utley. So those were two players I kind of tried to model my game after, and those are two of my favorite players.
And why not? I always like to ask players who were high level in high school, then arrived here, not only college, but, you know, in such an elite conference. Do you remember having like that welcome to the Pac-12 moment, either when you started practicing against your teammates or in a game against a legit D1 opponent?
So I didn't play a whole lot freshman year, and the beginning of sophomore year, I didn't really play that much either. I got a few pinch hits, but I was a defensive sub, but I got my first start at PK Park against Utah, who ended up winning the Pac-12, but at the time they weren't doing so hot, and I got my first start, and in my first at-bat I hit a RBI double down the left field line, so that was a pretty cool experience. I mean, as it was happening, I didn't even really process it, but that was definitely something that was really cool to come into the Pac-12, one of the best conferences in the nation, and to be able to get a hit in front of the fans in Eugene, and just like all my teammates. It was just a pretty cool experience.
Awesome. Talking with Kyle Kasser, talking Duck baseball. So tomorrow night, as usual in the series opener, David Peterson will be on the hill. And you've played behind pitchers, and he's had a terrific season. From your vantage point, what's so unique, what's so special about him, be it his repertoire, the kind of pitcher he is?
To go along with his great talent, his size, and his so many capabilities, he's got a really good head on his shoulders. He's competitive, and he's got the mentality. He competes, and every time he goes out there, you know that you're going to get the best from him, and he's not going to back down from anybody. So that complements his talents very well, and it pays off. It paid off for him, and all the hard work he's put in, it shows. And like I said, with the talent that he's got and the mentality that he's got, it's pretty tough to beat him.
Let's go back to Washington State. You got a base hit, and it triggered this current 12-game hitting streak. Actually, you've hit safely in 20 of the last 22. You raised your average 64 points over about 6 weeks. You know, not that when you were hitting 285, 286, that was bad, but what's kind of clicked for you at the plate over this red-hot stretch?
I wouldn't say too much has changed. I mean, baseball is a funny game of ups and downs, and you can be hot one day and off the next. But I've really tried to keep my approach simple and not try to do too much. And we've been kind of struggling this season. So, I mean, at the leadoff position, I really kind of tried to establish that it's my job to get the offense going. If I can't get the offense going, then I need to do a better job. So just trying to keep it simple and get on base any way I can to help my team, and trying to stay relaxed up there too. That really helps, and it's been working out for me pretty well.
Yeah, you mentioned the struggles. You know, since you guys took 2 or 3 from Arizona State to end April, you hit a rough patch as one of the, you know, leadoff hitter, one of the upperclassmen, along with the coaches. As things got rough to keep the guy focused, you know, what's been done and said to keep you kind of eye on the prize?
That's it, actually. You got to keep the eye on the prize. I mean, you got to trust the work that you put in the fall and the winter. We worked so hard to try and get to our goals of making the playoffs and going to Omaha and all that. So just kind of remembering where we started and how far we've come, to be persistent and keep going on, because it's not over yet. I know everyone talks about how we're on the outside edge, but that little bit of hope keeps us going, and just trying to pursue our goals and remember the hard work that we put in.
And finally, you play UCLA this weekend, who's kind of in your boat. I mean, you know, they still have a shot. What kind of challenges do these Bruins present? And I guess starting with the ace who starts tomorrow, Griffin Canning, who's obviously a legit MLB prospect.
It's going to be a great game tomorrow. Starting with the first game, I mean, you got 2 potential first-round talents going at it and a pitcher's ballpark. So it's going to be a grinder type of weekend. And like you said, they're fighting for a playoff spot, and they're probably a little closer than we are, but we're still fighting too. And you want to finish the season strong and hopefully show something to the committee and maybe show somebody that you deserve a chance to get a playoff spot. So it's just going to come down to, throwing strikes, putting the ball in play, and clutching up when we need it, and playing defense. And whoever does that better all weekend is going to come through with the better record.
All right. Well done. 6 o'clock first pitch both tomorrow and Friday. 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday, all here at PK Park. Kyle, appreciate your time. Wish you the best luck against the Bruins, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.